The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
My name is Jennifer Powell. I am a columnist with Multiple Sclerosis News Today. Today, I will be discussing how the MIND diet may protect brain tissue in MS. A higher adherence to the MIND diet, short for Mediterranean Dietary Approach to Stop Hypertension Intervention for Neurodegenerative Delay, may protect brain tissue from further damage in people with multiple sclerosis, new research suggests. In particular, consuming more high-fat dairy products was associated with a lower volume of brain lesions in patients, while omega-3 from fish was found to preserve the integrity of white matter, the region of the brain that is mostly affected by MS. The study, Dietary Factors and MRI Metrics in Early Multiple Sclerosis, was published in Multiple Sclerosis and Related Disorders. Traditional Mediterranean diets include whole, minimally processed plant foods, including cereal grains, legumes, vegetables, fruits, nuts, and fish, with small amounts of red meat, milk, dairy products, and red wine. The DASH diet, another whole food-based diet, includes whole grains, fruit, vegetables, poultry, fish, and low-fat dairy products, with minimal fats, red meat, sweets, and sugar-sweetened beverages. In combination, these diets promote the consumption of foods thought to benefit neurodegenerative disorders. This originated the MIND diet, whose adherence is based on the consumption of brain-healthy and unhealthy foods. The former include green leafy vegetables, other vegetables, nuts, berries, beans, whole grains, seafood, poultry, olive oil, and wine. In contrast, unhealthy foods include red meat, butter or margarine, cheese, pastries or sweets, and fried or fast foods. High adherence to the MIND dietary pattern has been linked to lower incidence of Alzheimer's disease, better cognitive outcomes in older adults, and reduced incidence and progression of Parkinsonian in older adults. In addition, previous studies have linked the MIND diet to lower risks of cognitive decline and dementia in older adults. Although aging and MS occur for distinct reasons, similarities between them suggest that diet may also benefit people with MS. A team of researchers in the United States set out to investigate whether diet mainstays brain integrity in people with early MS and protects them against future disability. They did this by assessing the link between diet and MRI assessments, such as the number of brain lesions, white matter and gray matter integrity, and thalamus volume. The brain's gray matter is where the cell bodies of nerve cells reside, whereas white matter is composed mainly of brain fibers covered by a fatty and whitish material called the myelin sheath. The thalamus is the small part of the brain just above the brain stem that relays movement and sensory signals. A total of 185 people diagnosed with relapsing remitting MS or clinically isolated syndrome from October 2016 to December 2017 were included in the study. Patients had a mean age of 34 years. 66% were women, 20% Black or African American, and 22% Hispanic or Latino. Approximately 2 years had elapsed since their diagnosis. Participants completed a detailed food frequency questionnaire that provided information about their dietary patterns and allowed the researchers to estimate their consumption of key nutrients such as omega-3 fatty acids. Their diets were assessed on scores based on how many healthy or unhealthy foods they ate. The maximum score was 15 points, indicating maximum adherence to the MIND diet. The average MIND diet score was 8.5, but ranged from 4 to 12. Participants with higher scores tended to be older, non-Hispanic, white, non-smokers, less overweight, and more active than those with lower scores. After accounting for confounding factors such as age, sex, ethnicity, and race, body mass index, and physical activity, years of diagnosis, and use of disease-modifying therapies, a significant association was found between higher adherence to the MIND diet and a greater volume of the thalamus. This association was independent of the number of brain lesions a patient had. Other outcomes also tended to be better in patients with higher scores, but such associations failed to reach statistical significance, the team noted. The researchers then examined if there were particular foods in the MIND diet associated with brain integrity outcomes. Contrasting with previous research, a significant association was observed between eating of full-fat dairy products and lower brain lesion volume. The preclinical literature, while limited, might have led to the expectation of the opposite relationship, the researchers wrote, adding that this effect may be driven by an increase in lactobacillus bacteria in the gut, which had been suggested to be a potential benefit to MS. Higher intakes of omega-3 fatty acids from fish were also associated slightly with higher white matter integrity, and unexpectedly, higher intakes of polysaturated fatty acids were associated with higher brain lesion volume. While the mechanism through which omega-3 protects white matter are unclear, the findings parallel previous work demonstrating a significant protective effect of PUFAs on cognition in older adults, which is mediated by white matter microstructural integrity. The researchers pointed out several study limitations, such as the use of questionnaire-based diet assessments, the inclusion of participants with early MS only, the lack of a control group, and the assessment of diet at a single time point. Still, this first study linking diet with MRI metrics in MS provides valuable guidance regarding future directions on this critically important topic to the MS community, the team wrote.
Coming up next, perspectives from MS News Today columnist Ed Tobias.
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses, one that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading the column by Ed Tobias, MS Wire, Getting Something Off My Chest. May I vent, please? In the 5 years that I've been writing this column, I don't think I've ever used it to get something off my chest, but I need to today. It's about an experience I had at a restaurant the other night. My wife and I went to dinner with our son, daughter-in-law, and two grandkids. It was a pleasant evening, and we decided to eat outdoors in an area bordered by a metal fence. A hostess seated us, and although she saw that I was riding on my little scooter, she pushed together two tables for us at the far end of the seating area. This required me to navigate through other seats, but it didn't occur to me that it would be a problem until she led our group of six to a table. It was then that I realized that the high-top tables and chairs were very close together. The hostess and the others could squeeze through, but not me. What could I do? Fortunately, no one was sitting at these tables, so I just kept following the leader. The hostess watched as I pushed aside the metal chairs at two tables with one hand as I steered with the other. I moved one of the heavy metal tables, too. She never asked if I needed help or if a different table would be better. She also never suggested that I enter through a side entrance, which was right next to our table but unseen by me. That entrance had no obstructions between it and our table. Am I a crab? When I finally arrived at the table, I said to the hostess, "That was quite an obstacle course." In return, she just smiled. I don't think she got my message, but my wife Laura did. "Don't be such a grouch," Laura whispered to me. I'll admit I was a little grouchy that evening. Shortly after leaving home, Laura realized that I'd left my scooter in the back of our other SUV, so we had to make a U-turn to retrieve it. This didn't leave me in the best of moods. In a column 2 weeks ago, I finally admitted there are times when I need to accept help from people. It's a bit ironic that I wasn't offered any at the restaurant. Should I have kept my mouth shut? Should I have expected the hostess to have noticed my scooter and offer help? Was I right to be annoyed with her? Should Laura have been annoyed with me? Should I have spoken up sooner or not at all? What do you think?
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.